Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with us today. Lois Geller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I promised you she'd be here, and she is. She's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of so many books, I can't hardly see over all of these. Customers for Keeps is one of them. Also, the revised and expanded edition of her outstanding, internationally acclaimed, successful book called Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. She's an author. She's a columnist. She's a speaker. She's a trainer. She's the Renaissance woman. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Happy 2004.
Yeah, we're ready. Are you?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
We're ready for 2004. You know, really, Lois, I'm everybody I talk to is not only, when I ask them about 2004, they're not just telling me they're excited because they think they're supposed to be excited. They're all also telling me about stories of business opportunities that they've either are about to get or that people are talking to them about that they haven't been talking about for the last 3 years or that they've already gotten, they've already booked it for 2004. So the, you know, euphoria is a false sense of well-being. I'm not hearing euphoria. I'm hearing well-being. What do you think?
I'm euphoric. We had the best December we've ever had, you know, and to be on Madison Avenue and to have no phones ringing is kind of a hard thing to get through.
It's frightening.
And it really is because our overheads are so high.
Mm-hmm.
So this month has been really exciting for us because the phones have been ringing for business, for direct marketing business, for the first time, really busy. And on top of that, I've been asked to speak in many different countries, so training has picked up a lot. So we're really excited about the new year. I think it's going to turn around, and we're looking forward to it. You know, I think there's a great new opportunities for small business owners like me to really get out there because a lot of the, I think that the last 3 years have really given us the opportunity to scale down everything. You know, we've become thin and fit.
We've learned how to operate efficiently, haven't we?
We really have, and I think that some of these fat cat big companies still have really bloated kinds of pricing and stuff. So it's a great opportunity for the small business owner to sort of get in under the radar and start going after some larger pieces of business. So we're excited about it.
And I know that's what you want to talk about today is how to get some of this business in 2004. What's one of your ideas?
Well, I think that the first thing is I've been researching an article for a new publication about to launch in New York. And it's about the Do Not Call Registry.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what the laws for the Do Not Call Registry are saying is that we really can't make cold calls anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We would be open to fines of up to $11,000 for each one we make if we get reported. And so the cold calling, I think, is really complete, you know. I don't think that it's going to happen anymore.
Now, you're talking about what about for a business during business hours?
Well, even during business hours, you're not allowed to do cold calling.
So are you saying that on – now, personally, now when you say cold calling, are you talking about face-to-face cold calling?
No, I'm talking about telemarketing.
Telemarketing.
Cold calling, yeah.
Just telemarketing, cold calling, okay.
You can call face-to-face, actually. A lot of companies, AT&T, have started salespeople actually knocking on doors again.
Mm-hmm.
Asking people to change their telephone service.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expensive way to get a sale, but
mm-hmm. –
They're doing that because they can't use the telephone anymore.
But now I thought the do not call list was more for contacting people at home, not so much at their office.
Well, it is. It's right now for consumers,
mm-hmm.
and there are over 50 million people already listed on that do not call list. Right, but it is sort of moving into the business to business venue because we're really not it was pretty soon the FCC in each state is taking over, and they're not allowing us to, for instance, fax. So the next step after that is going to be that we're really going to be hard put to call businesses.
Well, one of the things that's insidious and bad about spam faxes is it actually does cost you money. It takes paper and ink and equipment. Whereas email is as ugly and hateful as spam is on email, at least we can trash it with nothing more than a click of a mouse. Whereas with a fax, what drives me crazy are the guys who fax me something about a new cruise, and they send me the picture of the ship and the islands that they want to send me to, and you know, and there's about a half a pound of ink going out, you know, on something I'm going to throw away. Yeah, stand by, Lois. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the internationally acclaimed Lois Geller. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Lois Geller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of the revised and expanded edition of her world-famous book, Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. Lois, you just had, I know your book's available in China, and they just bought a bunch of books, didn't they?
Sure did. We're really excited about the Chinese market.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, folks, when you hear about one of my Brain Trust members' books being published in other languages, that's when you know that I mean what I say when I say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Nothing but the best for my audience. And Lois Geller is a classic example of that. Lois, congratulations, by the way. And,
thank you.
And we're talking about new business, creating new business, generating new business for 2004. And you mentioned something earlier. You talked about the big companies, how much more nimble and how much of an advantage small business owners can have over the big companies. And I, of course, I agree with you. And one of the things, though, I'd like to point out is that more than at any other time in my career, we now have an opportunity to become a significant, important, critical, essential partner with these big companies, to become an outsource partner for them. And I'm not just talking about a little mom and pop backwater that does the janitorial work at some plant. I'm talking about plugging in very high on the pecking order of these big companies. It's happening right now, and I know you've seen that too.
Yeah, I really have. You know, it seems like especially in the advertising agency business, which I'm in, many of the big budgets are going to much smaller companies. And I think it's people that just have a lot of nerve, you know, people that actually push the envelope and say, I'm going to do something outrageous. We're pitching a zoo, and
that's
I wanted to do a direct marketing program for a zoo my whole life, because you can see the animals on the direct mail pieces, you know, and great big animals with personalities, you know, like Jeffrey the giraffe and Toys R Us, you know, and that they would talk, and they would talk about what's going on in their cages and the whole thing. And so when the zoo called us up, I said, gee, you know, I called her up and I said, tell me, who are you going to? And she named all the big agencies and me, right? And I said, well, how do I get this business? And she said, well, she said, you know, you have to be competitive in price. And but really what I'm looking for is, and then she told me, you know, not to even fill out the RFP, but to simply tell her how I would see the zoo.
Wow.
So I just sat down and wrote, I don't know if I'm going to get it. I'll let you know on the next show that I'm on. But I'm really excited about it because I had the chance to just talk about what my vision of the zoo would be, mm-hmm. not with any of the numbers you have to fill in RFPs, because you really can't get a feel for what the...
What is that? I mean, that's math. That's not...
I know.
That's so prosaic, and they want poetry from you.
That's right, and so we have our answer all with animals all over the place, and so we had a little fun with it. And whether we get it or not, at least we took a stab at doing something
completely
out of the box.
And you know what else? You know, even if you don't get it this time, you know, when they try the big company and they get more prose and not nearly as much lyrics as you would give them, you know, maybe the next time they don't send out RFPs, they just call you up and say, hey, how would you like this business?
That's true. That's true, because they'll certainly remember.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that I believe is happening out there, and I have, folks, I have seen this. Big companies, they enjoy doing business with little companies, and Lois, the reason is because they like to watch us work, because they can't do what we can do.
And we'll let them in and let them see how the work goes.
Let them watch,
process.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't go into Young and Rubicam and watch your campaign unfold, but
no.
You certainly can come over to Mason and Geller, sit out on the terrace for an hour with us, and watch all the scribbles as they come about, you know, and hear what the creative teams are talking about.
Well, I think you should charge admission to watch that, too. What are some other things we can do to get new business for 2004?
Well, I think that because the phone calls are sort of closed door to us, I think that direct marketing is going to open up a huge window.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to a dry cleaner yesterday because, as I told you, I'm speaking at the American Cleaners Association coming up in their conference in Paradise Island. And so I was interviewing this dry cleaner who is the top-selling dry cleaner in the Northeast. And he said he doesn't do advertising anymore. He used to put inserts in Valpak. He says he brought all of his business in-house. He does a letter, and he mails just to new movers. And he's tripled his business in the last 2 years. And he charges he bills his customers once a month, so he doesn't have constant billing every time they bring stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of automated the whole thing. The only thing I thought was an opportunity for him that he's not doing is he doesn't have a website. And I think today you really have to have a website. And I think in the website, if you can have your customers manage your relationship with them, I think that really gives them power. Like I recently got Netflix. Have you ever heard of Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix sends you movies and, you know, CDs in the mail, you know. And they're just great. Before that, I went to that B-word place, you know, where you have to go rent the video, and you have to bring it back, and then you have to bring it back Sunday before 12 o'clock. I don't like to get out of bed until after 12, you know, and they have all the rules, you know. And I used to do this every week, and I used to run, and sometimes I got late fees, and I had to throw it in the box when it was closed and all this stuff. And then one of my directors, break?
Oh, yeah, we need to take a break. Hold on to that thought. Let's finish that up after these messages. I was enjoying the conversation. Right after these messages, we're going to come back, and we're going to let Lois give us her website, because I know she has one. It's Tintel. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Lois Geller, the author of Customers for Keeps and Response, the complete guide to profitable direct marketing, available wherever books are sold. And you can find out more about those books and Lois and all the things she does and all of the free information that she's making available to you just because she's such a cool lady from her website. Lois, give us that, please.
It's www.masongeller.com.
MasonGeller.com. MasonGeller.com. And I encourage you to check out her website. Whatever Lois does, whatever she says, is worth noting. And if she gives it to you, like some of the things that she offers on the website, then that's all the better. And Lois, thank you for all you do for small business. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Let's talk some more about doing business. You were wrapping up a story. You were finishing up a story, I think.
I was telling you about Netflix. Anyway.
Yes.
Netflix has this great site. You go up there and you can rent any movie you want. They send you an envelope with your movies in it. You send it. You send your movies back when you're finished, and it's like $20 a month. And you can also find out. You can go on the site. They email you when they've received your last ones, when the new ones are mailing. So it's kind of a status update, and I'm finding that most of our clients are doing that on their websites. And it lets the customers manage the relationship. Even the dry cleaner was telling me that the Zoots dry cleaning company, you can go up and find out the status of your dry cleaning, when it's going to be delivered.
Is it ready?
Is it ready? all that kind of thing. And if it's a bad snow day, you know, how long the delay will be.
Right.
And people like to do that. And
Absolutely. Even
just to credentialize yourself, you know, many times I order something or I go into a retail store and then I go up to their website just to make sure that they're really there and that they are a bona fide company. So I think everybody needs to have a website today.
Well, and you know, you were talking about how those companies keep you informed. The two things that people want today, more than they want to have, even more than they want to save money, they want to be kept informed. They expect to be kept informed because we can do that now. And number two, they want you to save them time. They would rather you would save them time than save them money. And you know what, Lois? That's good news for small business.
That's great. Saving time is really a very important thing. And even I was pitched recently by two investment people that wanted to care for what little money I have. Right. And anyway, they both told me that they were the best and that they had done great things. And so I went to each website, and one of them said, when you become a customer of ours, client of ours, this will be your exclusive place that you go, and you can look up your own holdings and see what's going up, what's going down, mm-hmm. in case you want to trade. I thought, wow, that was great. He also had a little Dow Jones thing on there, which I guess anybody can pick up.
Right.
MSN has it on their site. But he had gone to that extra trouble, so I went with him. He might not mm-hmm. be the best.
He customized the service for you.
Absolutely.
It was Lois's deal. It wasn't just every person's deal, wasn't it?
Right, and it wasn't selling ad. It was something that was really in there for me. And people are always looking, what's in it for me? And so I thought that was really a great thing and something that everybody really needs, a website. So many times we get called by a vendor, and my general manager will look at him and say, you know, he didn't even have a website. Do we really want to go with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like taking a chance if he doesn't even have a site up there. We have a videographer that's going to come in and do some videos of some of my courses that I teach at NYU. And so we were choosing videographers, and one guy really didn't have it. I really liked him the most, but I got outvoted by my staff because they said, well, he hadn't even bothered to put up his website. It's also like a lazy thing, I guess.
Right. Well, so, you're right. And one of the things that people, I think, don't realize is that having a website is about being part of the whole e-business direction that the marketplace is moving in. E-business is more than just e-commerce. E-business includes e-customer care, where people can, as what Lois said a minute ago, Lois, you said you could go check your own account. That's e-customer service. And then you also e-shopping. I mean, even if you have something that can't be sold over the Internet, at least they can shop for it on your website.
That's right. Then they can go in the store
and
buy it.
And then of course, the big daddy of all that is the e-commerce. That's where they actually lay their money down on the barrelhead right online. And so it's really important, Lois, you're exactly right. It's really important to understand that having a website is not an option anymore, is it? It's minimal.
It's a minimal requirement. And I think it also represents you. So you have to make it look, at least it has to be clean and orderly. It has to be easy to load.
Manage well, exactly.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
It really
Lois,
represents your brand.
That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. You always give us such great information and such great energy, too. Thanks, Lois, for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy New Year. You too.
Happy New Year. Bye now.
Bye. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.